KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Mike Island, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The January 6th committee investigating last year's attack on the Capitol will hold its final public meeting Monday. The reports say the committee is preparing to vote on urging the Justice Department to pursue at least three criminal charges against former President Trump. Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema is filing paperwork to run for re-election in 2024 as an independent. Brittany Griner is back home in Phoenix after being in Russian custody since February. In an Instagram post, Griner said the love from so many kept her going, and she thanks everyone for their help from the bottom of her heart. She says she's grateful for her wife, family, and the entire WNBA family for their support. She concluded by saying she intends to play basketball for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury this season. And that's the latest. I'm Mike Island from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the Accident Guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? Call the Accident Guys. Because unlike other firms, an attorney will negotiate your case, not a paralegal.
If you're not listening to Tavis Smiley weekday mornings on KBLA Talk 1580, you're missing out. Everybody wants to talk to Tavis.
That's one reason, by the way, why I'm so thrilled to have this conversation with you today. The three people I always most hoped would interview me were Phil Donahue, Studs Terkel, and Tavis Smiley. Donahue's retired, Terkel's deceased, so this is a real thrill for me. And the reason why I have such respect for what you do is you have a historically informed conversation of depth and detail.
Be sure to tune in to Tavis Smiley, weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, on your unapologetically progressive radio station, KBLA Talk 1580. KBLA Talk
1580. The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about the stuff that doesn't get discussed quite enough within Black households. Things like addictions, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the Urban family, we bring attention to it and provide the resources and answers to all your questions about it. Our qualified and certified experts offer knowledge, tools, and coping skills needed for individuals and families to live their best life. And speaking of living your best life, our word for the week for Sister Nawili is, we come from the earth, we return to the earth, and in between, we garden. Our goal is to make all of you who get up early on Saturday morning catch that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. So tell everybody you know to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Urban Family Focus, Twitter at Urban Fam Focus, and UrbanFamilyFocus.com. We've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580, and this morning we're talking about colon cancer, the Colon Cancer Youth Movement. And one of our guests this morning is Dr. Zuriye Morel, M.D., a leading colorectal surgeon and specialist and physician member of the board of directors of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Currently, Dr. Morel serves as the medical director of outreach and quality integration for Cedars Samuel Ochin Comprehensive Cancer Institute. Dr. Morel is board certified in colon and general surgery with practices in Beverly Hills and Los Alamitos, California. So if you have a question or concern about colon cancer, rectal cancer, hemorrhoids, Crohn's disease, colitis, or colonoscopies, you can get those answers today just by calling 800-920-1580. And also in studio with us this morning is colon cancer advocate Michael Frierson, young brother that I've known most of his life. And Michael is here with us today as an advocate for early detection of colon cancer. And prior to his retirement, Michael held sales and management positions in the medical industry. He was senior director of business development for Forensia Medical Care, senior director of managing care, director of sales, regional manager, and started out like we all did as a sales representative. So, Michael, we're going to start with you. Well, I want you to set the tone for why and how you became an advocate for early detection of colon cancer and give everybody a little information about yourself.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank Gerald for having Dr. Morrell and I on the show. I think this topic is a very important topic. One of the major things that concerns me about it, and first of all, the company I work for was Fresenius Medical Care. So one of the major things I'm concerned about with this particular topic, I think it's an epidemic that nobody's really speaking about. And I think it's starting to drastically affect the younger population in our society. I mean, the people under the age of 40. My son, Michael Frierson, was diagnosed with colon cancer, I believe it was 2015, 2016, and he passed in 2021. So that really is the reason why I'm a strong advocate on younger people being made aware of this disorder and how dangerous and how deadly it really can be. For the most part, once again, you know, people become advocates most of the time when something affects them directly. And this had a profound effect on me because my son was only 37 years old when he died. And we look at the situation from the standpoint of what we're seeing, even with the situation with Chadwick Boseman. I mean, the exact same situation with him. I mean, he was diagnosed with colorectal cancer, I think, at 35, 36. And, you know, he was dead by the time he was 43. So and I think it's a topic that we need to talk about. I think it's something that, you know, is being drastically overlooked. And I, you know, once again, I'm not a physician, so I can't speak about this from a clinical perspective, but I'm going to leave that to Zuri. But just looking at the statistics for 2022, 156 to 160,000 newly diagnosed cases of colorectal cancer in the United States of America. 15% of those people were under the age of 40. And 56,000 people died from it. So we're looking at a situation that is truly preventable with the right type of diagnosis and care and early detection. We're looking at a situation that we need to talk about, especially in the Black community, because we're drastically affected by this, and we need to have this information. We need to know how to prevent it. We need to know the steps to take to look after our young people.
Well, Michael, as I said earlier, you are somebody I've known for most of my life, and so is Dr. Zuri Morrell, somebody I've known for most of his life. So, Zuri, we only have a minute here, but we're going to get into this a lot deeper. But tell everybody just a little bit about how you got involved and why you chose this side of the medical industry.
Okay, thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate talking about this subject that unfortunately can still be taboo despite best efforts, but this is one of our efforts. The reason I got into this is so my mother passed from breast cancer, and you know, that was a little too personal for me. I always wanted to be a superhero, but if you jump off the roof and realize you can't fly, you have to realize or think about another way you can help people, save people. So I chose colorectal cancer because colorectal cancer is almost totally preventable, and people want to say, how does that jive? How can you have 150,000 newly diagnosed cases every single year and have 50,000 people die from this disease? And, you know, for men and women, it's the second most common cause of cancer-related death in America. So how does that make sense? How do I tell you that it's mostly preventable, yet we have all these deaths? And so that's what we're gonna discuss today.
Okay. All right. So, and we are going to discuss that, and particularly Michael's issue as far as becoming a younger and younger problem. Yes. I'm not a physician either. I do have my thoughts about that subject, and I think you and I may have discussed them. You know, and I think a lot of it has to do with the way this younger generation grew up eating. You know, so
very true.
I blame fast food for everything.
Very true. Well, yes, I mean, we'll discuss that, but that is yes, that has been shown.
Okay, and we're going to dig deeper into this topic of this colon cancer youth movement as we go further here on KVLA Talk 1580. So when we come forward, we're going to hear a little bit more from Michael and a whole lot more from Dr. Morrell on just exactly what this disease is and how we can prevent it.
Healthy lives, healthy homes, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BA Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Okay, so here's the truth about December 17th and why you should register on DeonnaRamble.com. Okay, get ready. DeonnaRamble.com and why you should register for a free event about contracts, December 17th to be with me, Rambo, and my special guest. First of all, if you don't have a lot of contracts right now, you need to be there. Like, the whole new year is coming in. I've been doing these events for a while now. Every event has over 500 minority business owners there. So if you haven't attended, you need to attend. And if you have attended, you probably already started winning contracts because the event's free. December 17th is a Saturday. It's only for 2 hours. My special guest can only talk up to 6 minutes. And these are the mayor's office, LA County's talking about contracts, the city, DeonnaRamble.com. So if I haven't convinced you, December 17th, to come to DeonnaRamble.com and register, I really don't know what else to do. It's all about contracts. DeonnaRamble.com, DeonnaRamble.com.
At Cedars-Sinai, we're honored to be named the number one hospital in California and the number two hospital in the nation in U.S. News & World Report's Best Hospitals Honor Roll. We're also proud to be named number one in 6 specialties in Los Angeles. Thank you to our physicians, nurses, academic leaders, and thousands of other team members who bring their best to Cedars-Sinai every day. Learn more about our top-ranked care at cedars-sinai.org.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Whatever we imagine.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're here this morning having a conversation about colon cancer and the colon cancer youth movement with colon cancer advocate Michael Frierson, who lost his son to colon cancer at the age of 36. And we have colorectal specialist Dr. Zuri Morrell in studio with us as well to give us a medical perspective on this conversation that we're having about early detection of colon cancer. So before we came forward, Zuri, you were telling people why you became a colorectal surgeon. And before we get to answering some of Michael's questions and dealing with this new epidemic with young people, can you just let people know two things? First, what cancer is, more specifically, what colon cancer is, and how do we get it?
Okay, so What cancer is cancer is uncontrolled cell growth. So the reason that some people are 6'2", for instance, the reason that our arms are a certain length or our feet are a certain length is that our cells know when to stop growing. And this is based on different kind of genetic makeup. We're always fighting changes in our DNA, things of that nature. So when cells lose that ability, they grow. They outgrow the blood supply that they have, which is why, for instance, colorectal cancer, which starts in the colon and the rectum, you can see rectal bleeding because you outgrow the blood supply. So these cells kind of break off, and then you have bleeding, things of that nature. And then it takes all of your energy. It basically consumes your energy, consumes your nutrition so that the cancer can grow and the rest of your body cannot. Most of the time when people actually succumb to cancer, no matter what kind of cancer it is, it's cardiopulmonary failure, meaning that you no longer can breathe. Basically, your muscles don't work as well because they don't have that energy. And that's actually what cancer is. In terms of colorectal cancer, once again, it starts in this particular area. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to talk about it a little later, but it's important to remember that while colorectal cancer still, most of it occurs in patients over the age of 50, we've seen a 12-fold increase, in people getting colorectal cancer younger and younger. And you kind of hit it on the head earlier, and we now know that it has a lot to do with nutrition. And really quick, before we get into specifics, it's important to know that African Americans have the highest rate, highest death, highest stage of discovery of colorectal cancer. However, I do a lot of medical outreach, especially in Uganda. They have one of the lowest in the world. Now, there's no difference between an African-American, really, and a Caucasian's genetic. You know, we're all human. But there's really no difference between African-American and Africans. So I want you to ask yourself, how can an African's risk of colorectal cancer be so low and an African-American's risk so high?
It would have to be environment and diet.
That is 100% true. So some of the stats and some of the reason that we're now seeing higher and higher rates of colorectal cancer and all cancers that are related to obesity is that obesity is the true epidemic in this country. So obesity comes from – obesity, the reason that that causes issues is that it's a pro-inflammatory condition, which means your body is fighting itself. And also fat cells are active, and fat cells make a lot of chemicals, so to speak, that actually suppress your immune system. Now, I want everybody to listen to how scary this is. We all know about highly processed foods, bacon, for instance. Now, when I talk about bacon, you know, I get a lot of feedback for that because everybody loves
brothers,
bacon.
Brothers love that pork,
Everybody.
Now.
I know, and this is going to sound funny. I know a couple, you know, people who are Muslim who eat bacon. I know people who are Jewish that eat bacon, okay? So bacon is one of the most highly processed foods. Now, for the 75% or the diet of people under the age of 18, 75% of that diet is highly processed foods. And this goes across all racial aspects.
Right.
So I want you to hear that. Our kids are eating garbage. And it's hard to fight that now when garbage is cheaper than a home cooked
meal.
Smells good, tastes good.
Drive through, grab it, go home.
You work all day, right?
You got to cook. Yeah.
Fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you work all day and you know, you pick your kids up. And you smell food that's delicious, and I mean, that smells delicious. And I remember when I was a kid, it was actually cheaper. My mom used to tell me all the time, and my dad did too, we're not going to spend money on that food, and it was cheaper to cook at home. Well, now it's actually cheaper to eat these $5 meals, these $4 meals. So that is contributing to obesity. But something else that is an action item that people can do, in Africa, there is a lot of physical, in Uganda anyway, a lot of physical labor, so people are in shape. Exactly. Okay, that's number one. Number two is, people work a lot outside in the sun. Vitamin D deficiency is huge in this country, especially with African Americans. Vitamin D is made when the sun hits your skin.
Right.
And so we have to be out in the sun a little bit longer. Melanin protects us, but also we have to be in there longer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what things have happened? Most of us now are working indoors, and when I say that, all Americans working indoors.
Right.
We're going to see a huge increase in vitamin D deficiency because of COVID. Everybody was indoors during that time. Mm-hmm. Okay. So those are the things that you can do. Obviously, don't smoke. Obesity is truly and hopefully one day we'll get on and talk about that. It is not as simple as people think about, you know, just having portion control. A lot of times it's not your fault, okay, and that's true. In terms of something else that I think is truly, truly important that we don't do is talking about our family history at the dinner table, okay? People always say, you know, colorectal. I don't want to say rectal at the dinner table. I don't want to talk about that. Well, guess what? The most perfect time to talk about that is when we're shoveling garbage in our mouth, okay, at the dinner table.
Yeah.
And you talk about that family history. You know, we're going to talk about colonoscopies a little later, which are preventative. But there's a few questions that you should know about your family members that can help prevent at least this one disease.
Got it. Well, one of the things that stuck out with me is that we talked about the increase in young people.
Yes.
And, you know, I know typically I had my first colonoscopy when I was 45.
Yes.
Which was, not to give my age away, but 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, 35 years ago. Then it was unheard of because most people waited till 50. But because of a doctor at Cedars, Brother Bill Young, he started me early.
Good,
you know,
good.
Him and Donald Henderson. Yeah. Yeah. And I've had one every 5 years.
And now the age is 45 nationally, finally.
Exactly. But you mentioned obesity.
Yes.
It was the first word out of your mouth.
Yes.
Michael was anything but obese. He was in tip-top shape.
I was going to say, that's crazy.
Let's hear about that.
Well, I was going to say, and once again, you know, I love doing this thing with Zuri because he really clarifies everything from a clinical standpoint, and it makes it easy for a parent or somebody who has gone through this to talk about it practically. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing that we don't do a lot. We don't talk about these things practically. You know, as Zuri will knows, you know, I was through went through the entire process with Michael from his diagnosis until the day that he died, and to look at that particular situation and see how it affected him. You know, I always tell people Michael didn't die of colon cancer. Zuri took his colon out in 2017, mm-hmm. so he didn't have a colon. You know, but it was how fast that cancer metastasized throughout his body. I mean, he had cancer in all of the lower parts of his body. So, you know, it was kind of interesting. You know, we talk about, you know, how it spread. It was in his bladder. It was in his kidneys. It was in his small intestine. You know, it totally destroyed his circulatory system and his liver stated. That's what killed him. Mm-hmm. I mean, so.
And he did live a long time. When you look at data, it means nothing.
Yeah.
It's your son. But he lived a lot longer. A lot longer, like years longer than the average person who has stage 4 metastatic cancer. And I know that doesn't provide a lot of comfort, but that is a testament to his, and I believe this, to his mental state and to his family.
And he was in pretty good shape. I think that was a question that Gerald was trying to point out. I mean, my son wasn't an obese person. So this is, you know, once again, I think we have a situation here that's an epidemic that nobody's talking about yet, and it really concerns me. I mean, it really concerns me, and I do a lot of, you know, I'm talking to Michael's friends on a regular basis, trying to get them to understand the significance of, first of all, getting a physical examination. I mean, I think we've gone away from that as a population, not just as a black population, as a population in general. And now Michael got yearly physicals because of me. But I think we also have to incorporate in those yearly physicals, you know, these colonoscopies, because this is a way to prevent people from contracting colon cancer. It gets us ahead of the game instead of looking at the situation, trying to treat the problem after you have it.
Well, we know it's a great tool for prevention, but the question becomes, like you say, the age now is 45. If you're younger than 40 now.
Yeah, no, it's 45, but people have to remember one caveat.
Yeah.
It's 45 for a screening colonoscopy.
Right.
So screening means you have no symptoms at all,
you.
Okay? And that's just checking you out to make sure you don't have polyps. Mm-hmm. All colorectal cancer starts as these little growths called polyps.
Right.
I always say a colonoscopy is not done to find cancer. Like Reverend Gerald said, and a lot of people don't know, it's actually done to prevent colon cancer, because when you see a polyp, you actually remove it. Now, when we say screening, once again, that means no symptoms. So what are the symptoms of colorectal cancer? Now, this is the reason that people are succumbing to this, is because they're very general. Most of us have had an episode of rectal bleeding. Rectal bleeding, blood on top of the stool, is a symptom. Blood mixed in stool can be a symptom. However, most of the time, it is hemorrhoids. Mm-hmm. The problem is that when things happen and you try the over-the-counter remedy, you have rectal bleeding, you try all the typical over-the-counter remedies for 2-3 weeks. If it lasts a month, you need to get checked out. Number two is changes in bowel habits. Now, what does that mean? We've all had some constipation. Mm-hmm. We've all probably had a little, you know, eaten a little something, mm-hmm. and have the opposite of that.
Yeah, exactly.
However, if you go like clockwork every single day and you notice it starts to be every 3 days, you notice that you're having more harder stools, and this lasts despite the over-the-counter remedies, this lasts for a month or longer, you need to be investigated. You need to see your doctor. And when you see your doctor, the biggest thing is, because some of us, like it even and Michael, you know, saw the doctor and things can be still misdiagnosed. The key is every time you leave a doctor's appointment, and I don't care if it's for what I do, colon cancer, I don't care if it's for diabetes. If you get put on a medicine, for instance, for high blood pressure, the question that you should ask and the question that the physician should answer is, if this doesn't work, what is the next step? And so that way you, and what's the time frame, so that you have a action item and the physician has an action item, because a lot of times it's keep doing what you're doing, we're going to try this again, you know, and it's and that can happen. So you want to know if, and for instance, rectal bleeding, you come in and a doctor thinks maybe it's hemorrhoids, right? A lot of primary care don't, and some do, but a lot of times some doctors don't want to do the rectal exam, especially for a young person, because it probably is hemorrhoids, okay? Mm-hmm. And I take the opposite approach. Whenever I see a young person, especially a male who comes in to see me for rectal bleeding, mm-hmm. nobody likes to see me for that, especially when they're young.
Right.
So if if it brings them in, mm-hmm. you have to do a serious investigation, at least looking up in the lower part of their rectum right then and there, and you really have to have that plan. And so I think that a show like this is great because it gives you that information, and, you know, it's important. It's important.
So all that being said, Michael, we know what the increase is. We know that people from 20 to 49, it's increasing yearly.
Yeah.
It's steady going up. So what is you've done some research. You've done your homework. You're an advocate now. You're looking at everything you can see about colon cancer in young people. What's your suggestion? What do you think we should be doing as a society to limit this problem?
Okay, first of all, and you know, people hear me say this all the time, and you know, I've spoken with a number of people regarding this particular issue. I firmly believe that we should be doing a baseline colonoscopy at age 30. I do, because you know, when you look at this situation, if you catch this early and if you are prone to polyps, right, and you have polyps at age 29, 25, and you have to wait until you're 45 before you can get a colonoscopy, well, you can rest assured you probably are going to have cancer at 45. So, you know, if we can catch this thing, you know, at age 30, or at least get a general idea of where you are at, you know, early in this process, we could probably prevent colon cancer definitely, and a lot of other cancers that are associated with colon cancer. Now, my son had a number of issues before he wound up with Dr. Morrell, and nobody thought to give him a colonoscopy. Okay, that was the last thing they decided to do, and the reason why he got a colonoscopy is because they had exhausted all the other things that it could have possibly been. And I think that's a major thing that we're missing, and I think that's a major problem with this particular disorder.
And in terms of our population, I have a lot of patients who are Caucasian patients who come to me young, and they've already had colonoscopies, okay? And I think a lot of times it's not offered, and, you know, we talked about this before in terms of implicit bias in medicine, things of that nature, where often, you know, people assume, number one, we can't afford it, which is often not true, okay? And that actually is to our detriment. Some of the tests we do, and if you do have under insurance, are like stool tests, which can work, but they don't prevent colon cancer, okay? And then one other quick story that I've told before is knowing your history, not just your cancer history, but polyp history. So my father is a polyp former. So because of that, I had my colonoscopy at 45. I had no symptoms. I was eating pretty healthy. I was doing all the right things. And I had a very large precancerous polyp in my right colon that would have been cancer by the time I was 45, mm-hmm. most likely. Mm-hmm. And so because I knew my history and I was privileged to know my history, then I was able to get a colonoscopy. A lot of us don't. Some of us only have single, you know, family. We don't know that other side. So
right.
That is another patient population where if you have smaller symptoms, I'm a huge colon cancer advocate colonoscopy advocate, because they don't know. We don't know. And these are the things that I think have to be taken in toto, not just you have this symptom, you have this symptom. You have to know the whole picture of mm-hmm. the whole patient.
And you know, Zuri has to speak from this from a physician standpoint.
Right.
I want to speak from this from a parent standpoint. From mm-hmm. baseline colonoscopies at age 30 should be mandatory. I mean, we should be looking at this early and not later. And if we start doing this stuff early enough, I think we can prevent a number of cancers, not just colon cancer. I'm talking a number of cancers that are associated with cancer, which at the end of the day saves money.
Well, these are great points, guys. We want to do something to stem this tide of early detection. And we're going to dig deeper into this conversation about the colon cancer youth movement when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
More of KVLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Mike Island, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The January 6th committee investigating last year's attack on the Capitol will hold its final public meeting Monday. The reports say the committee is preparing to vote on urging the Justice Department to pursue at least three criminal charges against former President Trump. Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema is filing paperwork to run for re-election in 2024 as an independent. Brittany Griner is back home in Phoenix after being in Russian custody since February. In an Instagram post, Griner said the love from so many kept her going, and she thanks everyone for their help from the bottom of her heart. She says she's grateful for her wife, family, and the entire WNBA family for their support. She concluded by saying she intends to play basketball for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury this season. And that's the latest. I'm Mike Island from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the Accident Guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? Call the Accident Guys. Because unlike other firms, an attorney will negotiate your case, not a paralegal.
If you're not listening to Tavis Smiley weekday mornings on KBLA Talk 1580, you're missing out. Everybody wants to talk to Tavis.
That's one reason, by the way, why I'm so thrilled to have this conversation with you today. The three people I always most hoped would interview me were Phil Donahue, Studs Terkel, and Tavis Smiley. Donahue's retired, Terkel's deceased, so this is a real thrill for me. And the reason why I have such respect for what you do is you have a historically informed conversation of depth and detail.
Be sure to tune in to Tavis Smiley, weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, on your unapologetically progressive radio station, KBLA Talk 1580. KBLA Talk 1580.
This winter, spread joy, not germs. As soon as you feel symptoms, test it, treat it. You can beat it. COVID medications like the Paxlovid pill can help you test negative sooner. Call a healthcare provider or the statewide COVID hotline at 833-422-4255 to find treatment today. Again, that's 833-422-4255. Brought to you by the California Department of Public Health.
On Sunday, January 15th at 4 p.m., SCLC Southern California presents Moving Into the Promise of the Beloved Community at the 52nd Annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Legacy Celebration. President William D. Smart invites you to attend the celebration on Dr. King's birthday, Sunday, January 15th, 4 p.m. at the Sheraton LAX, 6101 West Century Boulevard. This year's event will honor community members who have made a significant impact in 2022, including our own Tavis Smiley, who will also deliver the keynote address. For tickets, call 213-268-3082 or email pastorsmart at sclc-sc.org. That's 213-268-3082 or email pastorsmart at sclc-sc.org. Don't miss SCLC Southern California's 52nd Annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Legacy Celebration, Sunday, January 15th, 4 p.m. at the Sheraton LAX.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Congratulations to Trinity Unlimited Child Care for being KBLA Talk 1580's Office of the Week. Enter your business today in the KBLA app or KBLA1580.com for the Office of the Week. Congratulations to Trinity Unlimited Child Care.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
Maisha Cairo
Girl here with Dom Kennedy at J.P. Morgan Chase's Advancing Black Wealth Tour. They're here to promote generational wealth building in Black communities. He's an independent rapper and the owner of OPM record label. Dom Kennedy, why do you find it important to be here today at this event with Chase?
For me, we've been having a lot of conversations with them, you know, and giving me a lot of good facts and a lot of good feedback that I felt like needed to be shared. And if people heard it, they would take to the information and it would help them on their quest to be homeowners and just better off financially across the board. You know, they like my perspective and being an artist and somebody that people knew that was born and raised in LA. People older and like bank managers could kind of be a little intimidating, I guess, to everyday people, especially that has never purchased a home. So just the angle of me being able to communicate it and make the story real, you know, I guess for the younger people was a great opportunity and I didn't want to pass on.
That's awesome. So answer me this. Why is it important for companies like Chase to promote generational wealth in Black and brown communities?
Keep it real. You know, I mean, they make a lot of money off the Black and brown communities. I look at it like it's a great responsibility for them to take on, to want to share some knowledge and some facts and try to put more people in homes, you know, and give them a shot at and a chance at generational wealth. I think it's beneficial to both parties, you know?
I'm Aisha Cairo, and that was Dom Kennedy. Stay tuned for more tips from Chase's Advancing Black Wealth Tour.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
And lay my ashes neath its foot.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation this morning with colorectal expert Dr. Zuri Morrell and colon cancer advocate Michael Frierson, who lost his son at age 36 to colon cancer. And we're going to ask, I have a question I want to ask you, Zuri, and that's what's the function of the colon is. Yes. But before you answer that question, yes, I need to let everybody know that Urban Family Focus is brought to you in part by Cedars-Sinai. Cedars-Sinai was named the number one hospital in California and the number two hospital in the nation by U.S. News and World Reports. To learn more about their top-ranked care, at cedars-sinai.org. That's cedars-sinai.org. So, Zuri.
Yes.
I don't know the answer. I didn't know the answer before I started interfacing with you.
Right.
What does the colon do?
So, contrary to popular opinion, okay, the colon's job is not to make stool. Okay, the colon's number one job is to reabsorb water. So when we eat food, we masticate, we chew it up, it goes down the esophagus, it goes to the stomach. The stomach's job is to break the food down. Absorption, 99% of it occurs in the small intestine. From the small intestine, water and waste go to the colon. The colon's job is to reabsorb this water. What's left over is waste. The rectum, it goes to the rectum, and the rectum's job is to hold stool until a socially appropriate time to let it go. And so the reason that this is very important is because after the kidneys, the colon is one of the largest areas that are water reabsorption. We need water to live. Our cells, you know, we're mostly water.
Right.
And that's the number one job of the colon. Now, as we discussed before, cancer, colon cancer, starts inside the colon, okay? And what happens is when you have stage one, that's just basically a superficial colon cancer, and that can be 100%, well, 98% cured, excuse me, with surgery, okay? That's curable. Mm-hmm. Stage two means that it's in the wall a little bit deeper, and with surgery and sometimes chemotherapy, this can also be cured at a rate of about 80-some percent. Mm-hmm. Now we get to stage three. So stage three is when it goes into the lymphatic system. Lymphatic system drains our organs. So when I say drains, meaning that toxins and different cells can come through the lymphatics. The lymphatics help to clean the area, just like the liver. Okay. Mm-hmm. So once a colon cancer gets, or colon cancer cells gets into the lymph nodes, we call that stage three. Stage three is always treated with chemotherapy, sometimes surgery, okay? Because once we gets into the lymph nodes, or once it gets into the lymph nodes, we look at it as if it goes all throughout the body, but right. we just can't see it.
Right.
And so people remember, chemotherapy is for the entire body, treating the entire body.
Mm-hmm. So when the lymph nodes, or the lymphatic system, yes. I should say, there is a relationship there between that and how the cancer moves throughout
yes.
the body.
Yes.
And that's what makes it metastasize and go to other parts of the body.
Right. And so we call even if you think about lymph nodes, it's kind of metastasized to the lymph nodes, mm-hmm. okay? Meaning that it's grown into the lymph nodes and we see it there. And once again, from the lymph nodes, that's where it can go everywhere. And we treat it like it's everywhere without being able to see where it is exactly.
Got it.
And stage four is when you actually see it in other organs.
Okay. So Michael, I know you've done a lot of homework and done your own, research. The timelines for this progression that Zuri was just explaining, what have you discovered? What do you see?
Well, Michael had his surgery, I believe. I mean, we wound up with Zuri in 2016. He was cancer free all of 2016 after the surgery and chemotherapy.
Yes.
2017, cancer was everywhere. No, actually, it was 2018.
Came back.
Yeah. We came back. Yeah, we had an issue, and we thought it was Zuri thought it was a minor issue. Thought he could repair it surgically. When he got in, cancer was everywhere. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at, 2 years, year and a half? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He went from being cancer-free to, stage four cancer.
Right, and at the time he was a stage three.
Right.
When we discovered it, and that's, and you could tell that story at some point.
Well,
but,
yeah.
One of the reasons Michael had it is that he had a genetic predisposition that we didn't know. Only 8% of colorectal cancer is actually genetic, and as Michael Sr. will tell you, it has to start somewhere. So you can have no evidence of having it in your family, but it starts with you. You can have a genetic predisposition, and that's also something that why you need to be aware, because if you have these changes in bowel habits, blood mixed in stool, and people often say, well, I don't have cancer in my family, you could be the first. Mm-hmm. And so it's still important to get checked out.
Michael, as I'm listening to you guys talk, and you were pointing out 2016, 2018, and how things rapidly changed, and I'm not, we don't want to, I hate to use this term, we don't want to throw anybody under the bus here. But what happened prior to you getting with Zuri? It seems like, was there something going on prior to that was overlooked, or because he was so young? Or?
Yeah. Just to give you a brief history on that. I mean, Michael and I were working out, I think it was 2015, 2016. Yeah. He couldn't run a, literally, he couldn't run 20 yards without losing his breath. So it was quite obvious that he was having some issues with his circulatory system and his blood count. So that was the thing that drove us to get him checked out. Now, we take him to his physician, and, she does everything that she could do. But they tested Michael for leukemia before they even got to the fact that it had to be something else. So he finally was referred to a gastroenterologist who misdiagnosed his situation as being an ulcer and put him on ulcer medication. So for a whole year, or 6 or 7 months, he just felt better because the ulcer medication kind of subsided the bleeding. It helped him. They put him on iron, so his red blood cell count was up again, so he felt okay. Well, as soon as he got off the medications, the exact same situation happened. I mean, his red blood cell count went down, and, that's when we went and saw Zuri. This was a complicated situation for Michael, but if he, once again, I got to go back to this baseline colonoscopy at age 30.
Right.
You see, these are the types of things that concern me, because if that had been a primary part of his first annual physical examination at 30, we would have caught this on the front side. Mm-hmm. And that's the big issue here, is when we catch this. And I can't state this enough. I mean, I'm part of a bunch of colon cancer groups. And, you know, I just had a lady send me an Instagram account. Her daughter died at 29 years old of colorectal cancer. Another father sent me some information where his son, they forced his son to get a colonoscopy at 40 because he was having some issues. At 42, he had cancer in his shoulder and cancer in his lungs. Yeah. He was diagnosed stage 3 cancer at 40, and by the time he was 42, you know, he's stage 4 now.
We just lost the young brother who played the Phantom in Phantom of the Opera, who died at 34. I'm sorry. Yeah, 34.
34 years old. So, you know, so I'm looking at the situation, you know, on a macro scale, mm-hmm. that we need to really start addressing this. We have a pandemic in front of us. It's there. It's telling us it's there, and we're not paying attention to it. And we're making it impossible for young people to get colonoscopies. We're making it impossible for them to do this, especially people who don't have the financial means to do it. So, you know, I was just joking with Zuri about this, because one of the big things I want to do is raise $200 million so that we can at least get young people who would like to get colonoscopies. Yes. And I'm speaking to a number of Michael's friends, and they can't get them. So we need to get focused on this. We need to have a plan on how to drive this.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times it's, you know, insurance, even now, even though the age is 45, sometimes still fight patients on getting their colonoscopy. And so, you know, there's two options for that. As doctors, you know, we get pulled in a lot of different directions, health systems, insurance companies, those things. And often we have to fight, and it's hard to fight for every single patient to get this colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. You know, I urge patients to tell their physicians, if you have, for instance, blood mixed in stool, that is an indication to get a colonoscopy. What happened to Michael was very unfortunate, because 99% of physicians, if you have microcytic anemia, which means that means you're losing blood somewhere. Mm-hmm. If you get how his son was diagnosed with an ulcer, that is a EGD. That's when you put a tube through the mouth and you look at the stomach. He should have had a colonoscopy at that time also. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that just shows you how far I think we've come, or I hope we've come, especially in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. in terms of thinking about colorectal cancer. One of the biggest reasons that there's not a large advocate population for patients to get colonoscopies at age 30 is because in L.A., you could throw a rock and hit a gastroenterologist, okay? Mm-hmm. But when you look at the South, when you look at the Midwest,
where most black folks live.
Yeah, where most
60% of black population still lives in the
exactly,
South.
Exactly, and even Caucasians. I mean, you can look at, that's where most cancers occur. More obesity there, mm-hmm. more cancers there, more consumption of red meat, okay? So a lot of times it's hard for the country to have guidelines that cannot be fulfilled. But you know what? That's a us problem. You have to have this knowledge, and this is why we're here, okay? Right. And a lot of us, you know, one of the most false stereotypes about African Americans is that we're aggressive. When I started practicing, I would have my Caucasian patients come in, and they would have a list of questions. They had articles, to the point where I thought people were questioning me. And just show you how cultural implicit bias is, I thought they were like, well, it's because I'm a black doctor, they don't trust me. Because I was young at the time, they don't trust me. But no, that's cultural. Mm-hmm. A lot of times in our culture, we're taught to just listen to authority. My older black patients, yes, doctor, and then nothing gets done sometimes. Okay, mm-hmm. things are getting better and better. I encourage us, work with your doctor, okay? This is, and if you can't do that, if you don't feel like you're being heard, if you don't feel like you're being collaborative, that is something, especially a primary care doctor, you need to have that relationship with them. And you need to not be, quote unquote, afraid or thinking that you're arguing with the doctor, okay? But you have to speak up. You have to have a plan in terms of, like I said before, work with your doctor, have a plan. And if they feel offended by that, if they feel like you're a patient who, you know, asks too many questions, you gotta find another one, because and that's how it works. And luckily, I'm part of a health system that I think really listens to you.
Promotes
healing.
Yeah, that, exactly. We're going to continue our conversation on this colon cancer youth movement we've been discussing here on KVLA Talk 1580. When we come forward, we're going to close things out and it gives a little more information to everybody.
Healthy lives, healthy homes, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580. Talk 1580.
Black
Black music and entertainment OGs still making moves. Maisha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News. First stop, Bobby Brown announces upcoming world tour with New Edition in 2023. Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, Ronnie DeVoe, Ralph Tresvant, and Bobby Brown. According to Brown, the group's bond is too strong to permanently break. In other news, Gladys Knight is awarded with Kennedy Center honors from President Joe Biden. The 7-time Grammy Award winner, Gladys Knight, 78 years old, received the Kennedy honors for her contribution to the arts. And if you didn't know, the Empress of Soul will soon be releasing a scripted miniseries about her life that she is executive producing. And last stop, Mike Tyson and Ice Cube sit down for a chat, and Ice Cube reveals that he's doing what he can to regain control of the Friday franchise to, quote, make the fans happy. That's your K-Black Minute News.
Okay, so here's the truth about December 17th and why you should register on DeonnaRamble.com. Okay, get ready. DeonnaRamble.com and why you should register for a free event about contracts, December 17th to be with me, Rambo, and my special guest. First of all, if you don't have a lot of contracts right now, you need to be there. Like, the whole new year is coming in. I've been doing these events for a while now. Every event has over 500 minority business owners there. So if you haven't attended, you need to attend. And if you have attended, you probably already started winning contracts because the event's free. December 17th is a Saturday. It's only for 2 hours. My special guest can only talk up to 6 minutes. And these are the mayor's office, LA County's talking about contracts, the city, DeonnaRamble.com. So if I haven't convinced you, December 17th, to come to DeonnaRamble.com and register, I really don't know what else to do. It's all about contracts. DeonnaRamble.com, DeonnaRamble.com.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Looking for legitimate political discourse without the bear spray? Tune in and speak out. KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're getting ready to conclude our conversation with Michael Frierson, who is a colon cancer advocate. In particularly youth colon cancer advocate, I should say, and Dr. Zuri Morrell, who is, in my opinion, the finest colorectal authority we have here in Los Angeles, if not these United States of America. And before we close out, I have to tell everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. The Urban League is celebrating over 100 years of educating and empowering African Americans and other minorities to secure economic self-reliance, civil rights, all by providing targeted social programs advocating for the issues that benefit our community. The Urban League helps thousands of Angelenos annually through its programs focusing on education, entrepreneurship, job training, and placement. And I encourage all of you to follow them on Facebook and Twitter at LA Urban League or visit them at laul.org. We have just a few minutes left. And if you had a question at 800-920-1580, if you get in quickly, we might be able to answer it. But we were talking while we're on pause here for a little bit. And one of the things that these young people,
yeah,
what is it that they can do in conversation with their doctor?
Yeah.
How far can they push to get their insurance company to make an exception for them or take a look at what you're having a colonoscopy? Because if they had to pay for it themselves,
it's expensive.
Happen.
Right. So some of the symptoms, right? There's some symptoms that when a physician hears, is taken more urgently. One of those symptoms is, I was talking about rectal bleeding, for instance. A lot of times there's blood on top of stool, blood when you wipe. Often that can just be, like I said before, hemorrhoids or fissures, things of that nature. And with a good rectal exam, a DRE as we call it, then you can actually sometimes feel if there's a lower cancer. However, blood mixed in stool is something that needs to be evaluated. Blood mixed in stool, because that means that it is higher up. Gotcha. And that can be seen with the colonoscopy. Now, it's important to remember, if you have that, that does not mean you have a cancer. It means you can have adenoma, you can have colitis, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, for instance. The highest growing population is African Americans. Okay. And that also needs to be evaluated with a colonoscopy. And so you have to stay dogged in terms of dealing with physicians. I think number two is that physicians need to educate themselves. A lot of people don't know still that colorectal cancer is increasing amongst young people. I cannot tell you, after Chadwick Boseman passed, I always say that Chadwick Boseman and Michael Frierson, in death, Chadwick Boseman played heroes in the movies, but in death, he became a true hero. I can't tell you how many young people, especially African-American males, have come in on their own volition to get colonoscopies. And the number of polyps I've found in these gentlemen, I was even surprised, where a large population of people who are in shape even, you know, some of them don't know family history, but they could have gone and had a colorectal cancer if they did not have the means, because most of them were able to pay for their own. And if they weren't able to do that, we'd be having another conversation with those patients.
Well, you know, we wish we had more time to get dig deeper into this, because one of the things I did want to ask, and we may not have time to get to it, when you covered it earlier, Zuri, was what can we do to prevent this thing from happening? So we're going to try and hit that point real quickly when we come back, when we come forward seconds. Here on KBLA Talk 1580. This is Urban Family Focus.
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
At Cedars-Sinai, we're honored to be named the number one hospital in California and the number two hospital in the nation in U.S. News & World Report's Best Hospitals Honor Roll. We're also proud to be named number one in six specialties in Los Angeles. Thank you to our physicians, nurses, academic leaders, and thousands of other team members who bring their best to Cedars-Sinai every day. Learn more about our top-ranked care at cedars-sinai.org.
Congratulations to Compton Sheriff's Department Civil Management Bureau for being selected as the KBLA Talk 1580's Office of the Week. Visit the KBLA app to enter your office to win the Office of the Week. Congratulations, Compton Sheriff's Department Civil Management Bureau.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk, KBLA Talk 1580.
Back to Urban Family Focus. We're talking with colorectal expert Dr. Zuri Morrell and colorectal advocate Michael Frierson. We only have a couple of minutes left, but I do have one call. I want to get your question really quickly. Caller on line one, we got 20 seconds to tell me what's on your mind, and we'll try to get it answered before we get out of here.
Hi. So real quick, I work with community health centers in South L.A., and actually my job is to try to get folks to do a fit kit, and honestly, it's like pulling teeth. It's really hard to convince people to do that. What do you recommend I say, or, you know, what recommendations do you have so people can actually start the process?
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Lucy.
Okay, Lucy, we're going to answer your question off air. Thank you for your call.
Okay, so one of the things you can do is, I typically, when people don't want to do things like this or colonoscopies, I ask them whether or not they love their kids. Okay. It's very important, because if they're found to have colorectal cancer, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, then they will tend to be get evaluated, because then their children will be able to get evaluated early and insurance will pay for it.
Absolutely. Michael Frierson? Look, you got 2 minutes. You got the last word.
Well, I don't want to have the last word. I want Zuri to have the last word. But I just want to say one thing. The promise that I made to Michael before he died, and it's the thing that drives me today, that I don't want to see any person under the age of 40 die from colorectal cancer. Now, you know, we get excited about when stars die or when right. popular people die, and then it becomes a topic and then it goes away. We need to make this thing active. We need to keep it active. We need to make people aware of this so that we don't have our young children being, number one, afraid to get a colonoscopy, which isn't a difficult thing to do, and secondly, not getting a colonoscopy because they can't afford it. And I'm really, really working hard on financially trying not to make that work.
And just remember, it can be prevented for the most part in two ways. Number one, decrease your red meat consumption. Number two, decrease your processed food consumption. Number three, get your colonoscopies when it is time. And remember, those colonoscopies, age 45, are just for screening. What's important to remember is that if you have any symptoms, change in bowel habits, rectal bleeding, you get evaluated sooner than later. The process of a colonoscopy is not hard. It's not scary, and it is very safe to do.
You want to give any information yes. where people can get more information from you on your Instagram? Or
yes. So my Instagram is at Dr. Zuri Morell, and TikTok is at Dr. Zuri Morell. And it's important because we give out a lot of information. A website is lacolonrectalsurgeon.com, and at cedarsinai.org, you can find information.
Thank you, Dr. Morell. Thank you, Michael Frierson. We hope we've been of help to all of you. Black Lives Matter is next. You've been listening to Urban Family Focus.